Here's a truth that rarely gets discussed. Two people with identical incomes can end up in completely different financial realities. One retires comfortably at 60, traveling and pursuing passions. The other works until 70, stressed about bills and uncertain about the future. The difference? Not intelligence, luck, or secret investment strategies, but a handful of simple principles consistently applied over decades. Financial success operates like physical fitness. Everyone knows the basics: eat well, exercise regularly, get enough sleep, yet most people struggle to follow through. Similarly, the path to financial security isn't mysterious. Save consistently, minimize debt, control costs, and avoid unnecessary risks. The challenge isn't knowledge, it's execution. We get only one shot at our financial journey, and with Americans living 30 plus years in retirement, failure simply isn't an option. Your body or employer will eventually force retirement upon you, requiring substantial savings to maintain your lifestyle. Consider two universal financial truths that most people ignore. First, always contribute enough to your employer's retirement plan to capture the full match. This represents an immediate 50% return, free money that no investment can replicate. For someone earning $60,000 annually with a 6% employer match, that's an extra $3,600 yearly. Second, never carry credit card balances. With interest rates exceeding 20%, a $5,000 balance costs over $1,100 in interest annually, money that could build your future instead of enriching credit card companies. These principles seem obvious, yet countless people sacrifice their financial futures for immediate gratification or through simple inattention. Compounding drives wealth creation in both directions. A $1,000 investment at 6% annually becomes $5,743 after 30 years, with nearly half from gains on gains. Saving $5,000 yearly plus a $2,500 employer match at 6% creates $1.2 million after 40 years. Timing matters profoundly. Starting at 25 versus 35 means retiring with $1.5 million versus $780,000. 5 years of delay costs over half a million dollars. Debt compounds negatively with equal power. A $10,000 credit card balance at 18% APR takes 28 years to pay off with minimum payments, costing over $28,000 in interest. Every financial decision involves opportunity costs. For a 30-year-old, every dollar spent potentially sacrifices $4 in retirement. That $5 daily coffee costs $1,825 annually, but potentially $7,000 in lost retirement funds. Buying a $35,000 car instead of a $20,000 car costs $15,000 today, but at 7% returns over 30 years, that's a $114,000 opportunity cost. Understanding these realities encourages intentional spending on what truly brings joy while avoiding mindless consumption. Make conscious trade-offs. Drive a modest car, but take meaningful vacations. Or live smaller, but invest in experiences that create lasting memories. Despite doubled inflation-adjusted income since 1972, American happiness levels remain flat. The hedonic treadmill, our tendency to adapt quickly to improvements, explains why rich always means roughly twice our current wealth. A Wall Street banker making $500,000 feels middle class in Manhattan, just as someone earning $50,000 does in a small town. Two insights counter this adaptation. First, pursuing goals brings more sustained joy than achieving them. Planning a vacation creates up to 8 weeks of increased happiness versus only 2 weeks after returning. Second, conscious gratitude practices increase baseline happiness by up to 25%. Financial security boosts happiness not through consumption, but by reducing stress, understanding what we own, simplifying finances, and reducing debt. People with organized financial systems report higher satisfaction than those with higher incomes but chaotic finances. Perceived financial control predicts life satisfaction better than absolute income. Happiness follows a U-shaped curve: high in early adulthood, declining through our 30s, bottoming in our 40s, then rebounding. By 60, most report higher satisfaction than in their 20s, despite lower incomes, suggesting wisdom about what truly matters accumulates with age. While we can't predict market crashes, illnesses, or job losses, we can prepare through insurance, emergency funds, and diversification. Understanding your minimum monthly financial requirements determines how much protection you need. Maintain 3 to 6 months of living expenses in cash, or 6 to 12 months for volatile income. This unemployment fund prevents cascading credit card debt, missed payments, and early retirement withdrawals that trigger penalties and opportunity costs exceeding 40%. To prepare, identify expenses you'd immediately cut, establish automatic contributions to a dedicated fund, set up a home equity line of credit while employed, and fund Roth IRAs, which allow tax-free and penalty-free withdrawal of contributions as backup emergency funds. Insurance provides crucial protection. If you're single with no dependents, disability poses a greater threat than death. 30-year-olds are 4 times more likely to become disabled than die before 65. For those with dependents, low-cost term insurance beats expensive cash value policies. A healthy 30-year-old can secure $500,000 of 20-year term coverage for under $30 monthly. As wealth grows beyond $1 million, life and disability insurance become less necessary, but umbrella liability insurance grows more important. Your growing assets make you an attractive lawsuit target, and a $1 million umbrella policy typically costs just $200 to $400 annually. Build wealth to create a meaningful life. Achieving peace of mind through emergency funds and debt reduction, designing work you love, and spending quality time with loved ones through shared experiences. Happiness from purchases extends beyond acquisition. Anticipation often delivers the most pleasure. Experiences like vacations create more lasting happiness than possessions like kitchen remodels. Kitchens deteriorate, memories improve as we forget annoyances and remember highlights. Before purchasing, wait a day to savor anticipation and confirm it's money well spent. Nearly half of American family spending goes to housing and transportation. For non-enthusiasts seeking utility, follow 2 car buying rules. Avoid new cars due to rapid depreciation, and avoid frequent changes to minimize taxes and fees. The optimal strategy: buy a 3-year-old car with 20,000 to 30,000 miles and drive it at least 6 years. Investment success lies in understanding fundamentals, not picking stocks. Your asset allocation, the mix of stocks, bonds, and cash, drives returns. Each goal needs its own allocation: 100% cash for a house purchase within 3 years, 90% stocks for distant retirement. Diversify through mutual funds and ETFs to reduce risk while maintaining market exposure. Investment costs devour returns. A 2% annual cost consumes a third of a 6% market return, leaving just 4%. Minimize by maximizing tax-favored accounts, avoiding interest income in taxable accounts, and using low-tax years strategically. Retirement must be your first priority. It's the only financial goal that isn't optional. Unlike buying a house or funding education, retirement is inevitable. Postponing retirement savings for immediate goals can make saving enough later impossible. To calculate retirement needs, multiply your current annual income by 12. Using the 4% withdrawal rule, this nest egg provides about half your working income, with Social Security supplementing the rest. Retirement expenses typically drop without retirement savings needs, payroll taxes, and ideally, mortgage payments. Home ownership helps eventually eliminate housing costs. While property taxes, insurance, and maintenance continue, a fixed-rate mortgage becomes more affordable over time relative to inflation and rising income. Don't buy more house than you need. Imputed rent on unused space is wasted money. As retirement nears, reduce debt and shift your portfolio to roughly half conservative investments for stability and half stocks for growth. After 12-15 years of saving 12-15% of income, investment gains begin exceeding contributions, a tipping point where wealth accumulation accelerates. Simplify your financial life to help your family if you die unexpectedly. Use one financial advisor, one bank, and one brokerage firm. Keep only essential papers and create a consolidated password list stored securely but accessible to trusted family. Estate planning means establishing joint ownership, naming beneficiaries on accounts and policies, and creating a will for everything else. Automating your financial life transforms inertia from enemy to ally. Set up automatic bill payments and investments to prioritize saving before spending. Use rewards credit cards without carrying balances, and keep minimal funds in checking while moving excess to high-yield savings accounts. Break the taboo around money conversations. Honest financial discussions with your spouse, aging parents, or children lead to better decisions and prepare everyone for the future. True richness isn't measured by portfolio size or possessions. It's measured by the freedom to spend your days doing what you love and your evenings with those you love. Financial security provides this freedom by eliminating worry that prevents full engagement with life. Start today, stay consistent, and let compounding work its quiet magic.